And Vandals baseball coach Nick Casey joins us this morning. And coach, getting practice rolling this week. The weather wasn't great for it, but got practice rolling this week. How was week number one?
It wasn't bad. We got Monday, we got into the cage. The weather was kind of not good, but Tuesday, Wednesday was relatively nice for this time of year, and we got some time on the field. Our pitchers are in relatively good shape considering the timing, but everything seems to be rolling right now. And then you got Friday and Saturday, which is horrible for baseball. But next week, Monday, is supposed to look pretty good for weather-wise, so we're planning on having a good quality week, and then we'll be ready to roll the following week.
Yeah, that's the thing, and I know a lot of teams get started this week, but you guys kind of hold back the schedule an extra week, which does help out usually.
Yeah, I usually try to give the basketball kids a break because they've been going for 3.5 months, and you know, starting right in when they're still in season, they won't get much out of it. So I usually give them a week off and let them kind of recoup and get their bearings about them, and then we hit it pretty hard from then, because once we start playing, if the weather holds, we play 4 or 5 days a week, so they'll be mentally taxed once we get going. So a week off hopefully helps them a little.
Yeah, talking about that, and then like you said, if the weather's good, you do nothing but play. If it's bad, then unfortunately you can't do much of anything, so it is kind of a hurry up and wait sometimes.
I would just assume as a coach to, you know, play 4 or 5 days a week because you get in kind of a rhythm. And then, like you said, you can't even practice if the weather's bad, so you might as well be playing. And that's kind of the way we like to do it.
Coach, this is a pretty good group you got back. You got a lot of guys back from last year, so it is a group that's got some experience.
Yeah, the vast majority of our squad are returners. So that bodes pretty well. We got some expectations of competing very well this season. Of course, it all depends on, you know, pitching and strikes and things like that. But we got a good core group, and we've got several arms to throw out there the, you know, 5 days with the pitch count. So we should be in pretty good shape so long as we, you know, play to our ability and throw enough strikes to keep us in games. I think the biggest question mark going into the season is going to be, can we score enough runs? We struggled last year to score a run, and another year of experience, I would hope that would bode us well to score a few more runs as if our pitchers can keep us in the game. Because for the most part, our pitching last year was pretty solid. We just struggled to score some runs. So hopefully a year of experience and, you know, having a normal baseball season. Last year was, you know, we started baseball in the middle of football, and it was just kind of a messed up ordeal. But hopefully this is a better season, and the kids will respond.
Yeah, and like you, that's a good point too, Coach, because hitting is so much about rhythm, and if you can't get into one, you're just not going to get a lot better.
Yeah, it is. It's rhythm and timing, and you know, you just get into a routine, and you know, when you get into a routine and things are going well, they stay going pretty well, and that's the goal of, you know, the season, to try to get into some kind of rhythm. Now, you know, early in the season it's going to be tough because of weather and coldness, but once we get rolling in April and the weather turns right, hopefully we can get into some kind of offensive rhythm and consistently put some runs on the board.
This is a team that's got a lot of versatility. You and I have talked about that before. There's a lot of guys that can play a lot of different positions, but there's not guys that are necessarily all that set at some positions, too.
That is correct, and that's the conversation that we've had with several people. Coach Collingwood and I, we've talked about, you know, the catcher position is one that is relatively, well, it might be one of the most important positions on the team, and it's kind of hard to have a platoon-type catcher and to be good, in my opinion. You got to have somebody back there that's consistent, and it's hard to ask one of your top three pitchers to be a catcher as well. So we're trying to come up with a catcher that we can stick back there for, you know, 7 out of 10 games, 8 out of 10 games, and be consistent. And then we can fill in the rest of the positions based on who's pitching. So that's kind of our goal and what we're looking at this early part of the season.
And you talked about pitching too, and you know, with the pitch counts and things like that, you've got a good group. But if you don't throw strikes, man, it puts you in a bad place in a hurry.
That is so true. You have to throw strikes. I mean, we did a simulated game last year where I got out about halfway between the pitcher's mound and the plate, and just threw right down the middle as best I could fastballs. And we simulated game, and the final score of the game was 5-4. And I didn't do anything but throw fastballs down the middle at about 50 mile an hour. So if you throw strikes, you have a chance to make a play. And, you know, a good hitter in high school is 400. So 4 out of 10 times they're going to get a hit. So 6 out of 10, they're not. So if you throw strikes, your odds are in your favor.
I was just reading a book this week, and there was an old pitching coach in there that was a guy was struggling. He said, "Throw strikes, kid. Babe Ruth's dead."
That's right. That is exactly right. You can't defend a walk.
Not at all. Well, Coach, I appreciate the time this morning, and we'll catch up some more coming up next week.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Coach.